This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to Season 8 of The Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your guide, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. A world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, not to mention at times some not-so-subtle commentary involving the blues of the 30s to the releases of today and everything in between. We've been tasked with an awesome responsibility. Let's get started. Welcome back to the garage and more of Ohio Homegrown. Chronologically, up until this point, 1965, the 45 was king. Not just because it was relatively affordable to produce and record a record this way, but the record-buying mindset of the time hadn't yet embraced the LP. But that would change soon. But as of halfway into the decade, it was the McCoys who appeared to be the first Ohio band to tackle the 12-inch. And, ironically, it's all because of a 45. Hang on, Sloopy. First, some background. Was the inspiration for Sloopy a real person? Yes. And more importantly to the theme of the show, was she from Ohio? Yes again. Dorothy Sloop was from Steubenville, a piano player who formed a jazz quartet, the Southland Rhythm Girls. While playing at a New Orleans club, Dixie's Bar of Music, they recorded an album in 1957 titled Dixie and Sloopy, which secured her nickname. But it was an R&B band from Los Angeles, The Vibrations, who recorded the song initially, titled My Girl Sloopy at the time, in 1964. But this is just the beginning of the story of a song that would become part of Ohio's and the rest of the nation's rock and roll history.
I wanna say
Which brings us to what would eventually become the official rock song of the state of Ohio, Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. Even this version isn't what it seemed. The New York City band The Strangeloves performed the song live. They're best known for the cut I Want Candy. And while appearing in Dayton, a local band, Rick and the Raiders, opened for them and, as it was common at the time, helped out with backing duties. The Strangeloves enlisted them to record the song as their own, suggesting they change their name as to not be confused with Paul Revere and the Raiders. The McCoys were born. The version best known on the single and the LP was edited to two verses from the original three to 2 minutes and 57. Here's the nearly 4 minute Sloopy with all three verses. Albums at this time were pretty much an afterthought of the 45. Just another way to suck more cash out of the record-buying public's wallet, advertising the big single and including enough throwaway material to round out the record. But the McCoys LP included another top 10 single, Fever, making the record a better value. The B-side to Fever, Sorrow, found future fame when the song's opening lines were repeated in the fade-out of the Beatles' It's All Too Much, along with a great cover by David Bowie.
Never knew how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
You give me fever
when you kiss me. Fever when you hold me tight.
You give me fever.
Fever in the morning. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever. Shine on. I missed it, sorrow.
recording session and 500 copies of the 45 cost these Shelby High School alumni $300. But what they and those of us who love the garage band sound got was priceless. Led by drummer Kim Shepherd, Shepherd's Herd won more than their share of Battle of the Bands competitions, along with gracing the stage of Mansfield's Balloon Farm and Sandusky's Note. Here's 2.5 minutes of classic garage band mayhem. The B-side to the aforementioned, I Know.
I said, well, if you don't care for me anymore, you don't care. Go ahead, babe, just walk out the door. Walk away. And if you can't take any loving from me, you don't want my love. Go ahead, babe, I'll just set you free. I won't hesitate. I know that you can't lose my love. Well, you'll come running back to me. Yeah, you'll come running back to me. I know, I know, I know, I know. If you're gonna pack your bag and walk out the door, you're gonna pack up. Final fee, babe, but don't come back no more. But when you're very sad and you're feeling down, I got news for you, babe. I won't be around. I know you can't lose my love, but you'll come running back to me. Yeah, you'll come running back to me. I know, I know, I know, I know. If you're gonna pack your bags and walk out the door, that's the last time. Go ahead, babe. You don't want me anymore. I don't mean to cause you any disgrace. No bad feelings. But honey, you've got an ugly face. Well, you cannot live without my love. You'll come running back to me. Yeah, you'll come running back to me. I know, I know, I know, I know. A little bit softer. All right, let's grow on them.
Ohio River town Portsmouth gave us The Bare Facts and Bad Part of Town, a 45 on a major label, Jubilee, from 1966. Heavily influenced by bands like The Shadows of Night and The Standell.
I moved in a bad part of town just the other day. Didn't like the way I walk or what I say. Trying to find a girl, but they just kept running away. So what could I do? What could I say? I was wrong in a way that I served you. Just in spite of me, just in spite of me.
next Cleveland area band to release an album and a killer single was The Outsiders. But first, some background. The band's lineage evolved from Tom King and the Starfires, a band best known for their R&B instrumentals, one of which, Stronger Than Dirt, was quite popular in the Cleveland market and also with late-night horror host Goulardi, a song based on an Ajax laundry detergent commercial. Rock and roll in the Cleveland market was growing up fast, and The Outsiders was one of, if not the first local band, that numerous players of future major acts can say they had come from, including the James Gang, Jim Fox and Tom Chris, and Climax, Sonny Gracie. The Outsiders scored four straight top 40 singles in 1966 right out of the box, beginning with the top 10 Time Won't Let Me, followed up with Girl in Love, Respectable, and Help Me Girl. The band lasted until late 1970 when it morphed again, changing their name to Climax, resulting in the huge song Precious and Few. Here's the aforementioned first four singles. I can't wait forever. Nothing less than a Buckeye Fest here in the Vinyl Garage.
What kind of girl is this?
What kind of girl is this?
She never, never, ever did this.
What kind of girl is this?
What would he want to do?
What kind of girl is this?
She never, never been in love.
What kind of girl is this?
She's never been.
What kind of girl is this?
She never
Have you ever been hungry? So hungry that you had no pride. Well, I got that feeling, that biting, gnawing deep inside. It's a funny pain, one I can't explain. You gotta help me, girl. Oh, help me, girl. It's a groove, girl. Yet somehow I'm not satisfied. You gotta show me the way. I turn the night into day. Oh, help me, girl.
James Gang formed about this time in 1966, but it took until 1968 to make it into the recording studio and decide on who was to be the lead guitarist, featuring five different ones until Joe Walsh joined. So, what was Joe doing during this time? He was the frontman in the band The Measles while attending Kent State. They recorded two songs, both credited as The Ohio Express. I Find I Think of You, and It's True. The latter was re-recorded as an instrumental, renamed Maybe, and released as the B-side to Beg, Borrow, and Steal. Apparently, any number of bands could have been the Ohio Express at any given moment.
There's a place where I can go. Nobody ever sees it, yet I know that it's real. Mushrooms line the avenues and cloud-like people speak the words they used to conceal. Don't you wish you could go there too and see the things I see? You don't have to journey far. It's just beyond the lakes of milk and trees that sing are only a small part of what you'll see if you go. A thousand tiny centipedes shaped like music boxes filled with people that you know. I don't have to put you on about the place I've been. You can go there sometimes and you'll see what I've seen. Snow that falls is incandescent as it rises back to the sky. And merriment is evident as temperamented flowers dance in front of your eyes. I won't try to hold you there if you choose to go. And sometimes when friends are near, you can tell them there's a place where I can. Mushrooms line the avenues and cloud-like people speak the words they used to conceal. Don't you wish you could go there too and see the things I see? You don't have to journey far. It's just beyond the tree.
Four cuts from the Clevetown Records label. Jerry G and Company, She's Gone. Jerry G was a DJ at KYW, WKYC in Cleveland when he recorded this cut. The backing band was fellow Clevelanders, The Statesmen. The Monks started out in the Sandusky area before moving to Lorain so that some members could attend Lorain Community College. There, Our Dream mixes pop, psychedelia with some subtle chemical references. Or am I imagining it? No, I'm not. This is a record that could have charted nationally. One of my faves from the day. And speaking of the Statesmen, here's their cover of Stop and Get a Ticket, released on Jimmy Testa's Team Up.
Get a ticket.
Found on the Airway label from Dayton was The Shandells. This I Gotta Know, a song written by Danny and Jack O'Boyle.
This I gotta know.
Far away from the previous band, in Franklin, Ohio, was another brother act, Gary and the Hornets. Gary, Greg, and Steve Calvert, 11, 14, and 7 years old respectively, who scored a record contract on Smash, releasing 4 reasonably successful singles before calling it quits. The boys appeared on The Tonight Show in 1967 and did a commercial for Oscar Mayer that same year.
Oscar Mayer Wieners present Gary and the Hornets.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. Ba-ba-ba. That is what I truly love to be. For if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. Ba-ba-ba. Everyone would be in love with me.
Oscar Mayer, all meat wieners. Rude.
Thank you.
what happened to you, Hazel? Great to see you make good. Different class.
Showing a surprising amount of promotional effort by Smash Records, the boys' first single, Hi Hi Hazel, was released with a picture sleeve. The follow-up, Kind of a Hush, was actually the first single release of the song and was said to be more popular regionally than the Hermits Hermits version. The Gary version gave the Hermits a run for its money nationally, but the combination of MGM Records and producer Mickey Most was too much to overcome. They were that close to a top 10 national record. Thanks for following this Ohio rock and roll homegrown chapter here in the Vinyl Garage. This series continues next week as we explore the music of 1967. We're closing with the Mad and Mod Missing Links from Cleveland Heights. Their Behind Locked Doors single was released on the Dynavoice label with some serious production efforts by the Brown and Bloodworth Bob Crew team. The Links were future Cleveland DJ legend Billy Bass's first attempt as a band manager. This is one killer garage rock record. Finding stuff like this is what this show's all about.
Behind locked doors. broken day. Sweat shouldn't keep good people away. Your people treat me so contemptuously. If you love me, pack your things and run away with me.
Perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right.